This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is Brian Greasy. Brian, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Appreciate your time, and you were on the call, of course, that Ravens-Cleveland game a couple of weeks back. As you watch that Ravens team improvise, adapt, overcome in one of the more exciting Monday Night Football games, for sure, in the history of that franchise, what did you notice about Baltimore, the narrative changing from pre-COVID to where they are now post-COVID as favorites going into Tennessee, a team that has beaten them twice within the last calendar year?
Yeah, it really has been amazing to watch the journey for Baltimore this year. You know, we had them earlier in the year against Kansas City, and they got handled pretty good by Kansas City in that one. And you look at this team, I think at the beginning of the year, Lamar was trying to prove to people that he could be a pocket traditional passer, and he was giving every opportunity down the field, staying in the pocket and trying to prove that he could do that. And, you know, he had some mixed results, honestly. And when we did the Cleveland game, after he comes off the COVID list, you could get a sense that he had a reset in his game and had kind of that time to look at, how am I going to impact the game? How am I going to play? And just going back to being instinctive, playing loose, and playing for each other in that huddle. And, man, it was fun to watch in the Cleveland game. It's been fun to watch the last 5 weeks. He's gotten back to being impactful with his legs. And it's a credit to him. You know, I don't think he cares what people think about his game. The pundits and the critics don't matter. And that's the way you should play as a quarterback, especially going into the playoffs. And Lamar has such a unique ability. And he has found in the last 5 weeks how to marry that unique ability with, from time to time, making those shots in the passing game downfield. And he's going to need to do it again on Sunday.
Hey, Brian, when I watch the film of Tennessee, I mean, I don't see – when they play the Ravens, at least, they don't play like the 28th-ranked defense in the league. You know, because to me what they're doing is they put two big guys on the field – you know, and then they got 4 fast linebackers and they got 5 fast DBs. And the Ravens' offensive line are not athletic at all, and they struggle with athletic guys. So they're attacking, you know, and they're taking people out, bringing people up, and they're trying to confuse Lamar. They have a pretty good plan because they only averaged giving up 3.9 per rush last time they played the Ravens.
Yeah, I think it's what's interesting about Tennessee defensively. Everybody talks about, well, that's the Achilles heel of this team, and justifiably so. But probably their biggest weakness is their inability to rush the passer.
Yep.
And that's what contributes to them being one of the worst defenses in the league on third down. But against Baltimore, which is not a passing team, it's not exacerbated as much. So what they have done and what a lot of teams are doing to defend Lamar is they're putting faster players on the field, more nickel, more dime. And in particular, they're putting them on the perimeter. So you take away a little bit of what the Lamar and J.K. Dobbins perimeter run game can do for you. So in this game, really, you're going to have to depend on that downhill physical power between the tackles, pulling Bozeman, getting Patrick Ricard up on the second level and taking advantage of smaller personnel and really being physical and running the ball downhill.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then, like, with Henry, I thought they did a hell of a job, you know, in the last game, Brian, against Henry, because he really did nothing, you know, in the first half. And I don't think, you know, having Williams and Campbell back, I don't think it's as big a thing as everybody says, because, you know, other than two runs last game, they did a great job stopping the run. You know, I thought, you know, the rotation was good and they played the run good. They just gave up some, you know, a lot of stuff in the pass game in the second half.
Yeah, well, I don't think that people give Ryan Tannehill enough credit. And, you know, he's playing at a high level, a high, high level. And obviously, you know, to stop this team, you're going to start with Derrick Henry. And I do think that having Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams back is going to have an impact just to cover up and protect Patrick Queen a little bit better. And I think they'll be able to hold up in the fourth quarter better than they did in the first game. And let's be honest, that's where this game is going to be won or lost. It's the fourth quarter. You know, the first three quarters, you know, Derrick Henry, yeah, he may have 3 yards here, 4 yards, but the fourth quarter is where he really wears down teams. And so I think having those two guys back will be big. And protecting Patrick Queen, keeping the offensive line off of him and letting him run. But at the same time, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey are going to have to play man-to-man on A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. And those guys have made plays in this series on one-on-one balls, 50-50 balls down the field. And that's where I think Baltimore defensively is going to have to make some plays.
Brian Griese joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian Griese on the call, along with Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick, this coming Sunday, 105 ESPN ABC. Also, they got the mega cast coming up with alternate presentations on ESPN2, ESPN+, and Freeform. And you talk about A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and Janu Smith and Tannehill, Brian, being able to throw the ball possibly against Baltimore. What about Lamar if he does have to chuck it? And Marquise Brown, Mark Andrews, how would, given the fact that Tennessee does get pressure on the quarterback, how would what success rate could the Ravens have throwing the football if it gets to that point in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to start faster. You cannot afford to go down 14-0 like they have and then play from behind. You don't want Lamar throwing the ball, you know, 35, 40 times. 25 times is ideal. And when he does, you know, I'm really encouraged by what I've seen from Marquise Brown, Miles Boykin, and really coming of age, if you will, especially Miles Boykin, because he's the one physical presence at the wide receiver position that you really have. And he's going to need to make plays because you know there's going to be 8-man fronts, 9-man fronts. There's going to be opportunities to throw the ball on the outside. That's what every single defense does against Lamar Jackson is they muddy the middle of the field, take away Mark Andrews, double-team him with the safeties, and force Lamar to throw the ball outside. And that's where, you know, Miles Boykin and Marquise Brown are going to need to make those plays. When it's there to make those throws on a consistent basis outside the numbers, and then you're going to have an opportunity to throw the ball deep because of the fact that they'll be in those 8-9-man fronts. You know, when they have their shots, the Marquise down the field, Lamar's got to make them.
Now, Brian, when you look at Tennessee's O-line, I mean, with Quisenberry, they're on their third left tackle, you know, and Ngakoue's got to show up. Judon's got to show up because even Kelly, they're not good pass protectors. They're much better run blockers, and play-action pass helps them, you know, because the pass rushers thinking run first. So, I mean, the pass rushers got to be big in this game, especially over Quisenberry.
Yeah, you mentioned Taylor Lewan, their starting left tackle, was out. And then Tyson Brilo got hurt. He's out. Jack Conklin was their right tackle last year. He's playing for the Browns now. You know, their number one draft pick, Isaiah Wilson, has been a train wreck. So you're right. The tackle position is vulnerable. They've been solid. They're not spectacular. So I think you're going to get a lot on the edge. If it's Ngakoue, Judon, whoever it is, you're going to get a lot of help from tight ends and backs. You're going to get chips on the way out and then play action. They're going to have to play the run before they can rush the passer. That's what Arthur Smith has put in place structurally to help those guys in protection. You're going to get a lot of screen game. You're going to get a lot of movement, moving the pocket for Tannehill. So I think Arthur Smith understands the deficiencies that he has. And when you look back at the game in November, third down, Baltimore was kicking tail. I mean, they were coming after Ryan Tannehill. They got the interception. They rattled him. They hit him. They confused him. That's going to be a big key, in my opinion, for Wink Martindale. You know he wants to get in third and five plus and begin to bring those pressures. But how well do they stop the run on first and second down will go a long way in determining how many third and five plus situations they can be in and then be able to hit Ryan Tannehill.
Brian Griese joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. He's on the call along with Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick, 105 ABC, ESPN. Brian, we appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you and the family, and we'll definitely be watching on Sunday.
Okay, guys, enjoy it, and a Happy New Year to you as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.